Hi, my name's Carlos, and I'm calling from Georgia Pinn Survey. How you doing today, ma'am?
I'm fine.
Is this April Autry?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, first, are you in a place where you call safely, openly on your phone? I know you.
Am I what?
Are you in a place that you can talk safely, openly on your phone?
Yes.
Okay, I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this quick as possible, okay? And we really appreciate your time.
Okay.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
Yes, I vote.
Okay, will you definitely vote or probably vote?
I'll vote.
Probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. And did you get a chance to vote in the 2020 election for president, ma'am?
Yes.
And in the 2020 election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And just to be sure to represent everybody, may I ask for your race?
Black.
Thank you. What is your age, ma'am?
What is this for?
This is a survey because we're asking a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just opinion, really matters. Just a voluntary opinion.
47.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Liberal.
Okay, very or somewhat?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, right? Are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Very satisfied, dissatisfied?
The direction that the country is headed?
Yes.
I don't know. That's a very broad question. I don't know.
Okay, so, but will you say very dissatisfied, satisfied, or dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I mean, I don't know what they're asking me. Am I satisfied or dissatisfied about?
Okay,
I don't understand what they mean by direction of the country.
Okay, so it's like thinking about the direction the country is headed, right? And generally speaking, just in general, and are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied in which the direction the country is headed?
What are the choices again?
Very satisfied, dissatisfied, very dissatisfied. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate a scale from 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Usually 10 if it is the most important, and 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
Okay.
Combating climate change and protecting the environment. 0 to 10.
Okay. 10 is what?
10 is being the most important, 5 being somewhat important, and 10 not important at all.
Okay. And you said climate change?
Combating climate change and protecting the environment.
10.
Okay. Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Banning tobacco products for adults.
8.
Okay. Reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
Addressing immigration and border security. 1 to 10.
7.
7, okay. Improving K through 12 education. Kindergarten through 12 education. Improving.
10.
Okay. Making college more affordable.
10.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove the way your body's doing his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, just in the middle. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or ever heard of a person or organization, please say no. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so Democrats and Congress.
100.
Okay. Joe Biden.
100.
Okay. The tobacco industry.
No.
Okay. Food Drug Administration or the FDA?
Fifty.
Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. Now, I want you to read the list of priorities that you think the Food Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate a scale of 0 to 10, how important is the issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
You said restricting?
Yeah, restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages, 0 to 10.
Am I saying, do I think they're doing that, or do I think they should do that, or?
0 being not important at all, somewhat important, or 10 being most important?
Oh, okay.
7, okay. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
8.
Okay. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
Okay, you said authorizing?
Yeah, authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
7.
Okay. Regulating marijuana.
0.
Banning different tobacco products for adults.
8.
Okay. Now, is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 or over? Do you strongly support, somewhat support, strongly oppose, or strongly oppose? Has that a stronger somewhat?
Okay, what is it again?
Yes, ma'am.
Selling tobacco products.
Yes, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government?
Support.
Okay, somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, we're almost there. We're at 75%, okay? We're almost there. I really appreciate your time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 or over? Support or oppose?
A ban on...
Yeah. A ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over.
Okay.
Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for the adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Somewhat benefit.
Someone more benefit?
Yes.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or other issues more important right now?
Other issues more important.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about these bans. Please tell me which you agree with more. Okay, so statement A says, some people say that tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit. The dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke pose to great a risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. Now, that was statement A. Now this is statement B. Other people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives and that what people chose to do is their own business. It's one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage, but the government should limit the personal freedom of adult Americans. Which of the two statements do you agree with more?
The first one.
Statement A?
Yes.
So much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus efforts on? Excuse me. Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful, smoke-free tobacco products. And the second one is prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products, all flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Which statement do you agree on?
What was the first one?
Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful, smoke-free tobacco products.
Yes, that one.
Okay. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things that people say will come past if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all about what is happening? Okay?
Okay.
So, loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Not very concerned.
Okay. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Very concerned, somewhat concerned.
Wait, what was that again?
The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes.
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you don't agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, so the first one is, the FDA knows the danger in cigarettes and cigars come from things like smoke and tar and not nicotine, or flavor including menthol. Although nicotine is addictive, it doesn't cause cancer and doesn't kill people. So this ban simply makes no sense. We should continue to follow the science that has indicated harm reduction and cessation policies rather than bans and criminalization. 0 to 10.
So we should focus more on what?
We should continue to follow the science that has educated harm reduction and cessation policies rather than bans and criminalization.
I'm not sure about that. I'm really not sure if I understand the statement.
Want me to read it again?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the FDA knows the danger in cigarettes and cigars come from things like smoke and tar, and not nicotine or flavor, including menthol. Although nicotine is addictive, it doesn't cause cancer and doesn't kill people, so this ban simply makes no sense. We should continue to follow the science that has educated harm reduction and cessation policies rather than the bans and criminalization.
Okay, disagree with that.
Okay.
So you said 0 to 10?
Yeah.
10 meaning that I agree?
Strongly agree. 5 being somewhat agree. 0 being do not agree at all.
Okay. So I would say 2.
Okay. Now, the second one is, today's smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. When we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. 0 to 10. Zero being do not agree at all. 5 somewhat agreed, or 10 strongly agreed.
5.
Okay. The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. It's one thing to educate people on the dangers of smoking, but it's a step too far to ban smoking altogether. Adults in this country should not have their personal freedoms regulated by the government. 0 to 10.
5.
5? Okay. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to 21 or over? Do you strongly support or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support, I guess.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 or over? Support or oppose?
Support or oppose a ban on nicotine?
Unless they virtually contain no nicotine.
Wait, what's the question again?
Yes, ma'am. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 or over? Support or oppose?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 or older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
More benefit.
Much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Somewhat more.
Okay. And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who support these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision who to vote for? Much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, or much less willing?
No impact.
No impact on your decision, whoever votes for, so it's much less willing to impact your vote, or someone
right.
less, so much less willing to impact?
Right.
Okay. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Okay, so yes or no, okay? I'm going to run through the list. So cigarettes?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Coffee?
You said coffee?
Yeah, coffee. Like you drink coffee in the morning.
Yes.
Okay. Liquor or spirits?
No.
Okay. Soda pop?
Yes.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Okay. Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Okay. E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Beer?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Wine?
No.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, okay? The last few questions are for statistical purposes only, okay? Which last year of schooling you have completed? I'm going to read some categories, okay?
Okay.
So 1 through 11 grade? High school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate bachelor degree, or postgraduate?
Postgraduate.
Okay. Are you married, or married living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
I guess upper middle class.
Okay. Are you or any of your member household a member of a union or employee association?
Yes.
Okay. Does it apply to you or a household?
Me.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. So, thanks for your time, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay, you have a nice night.
Okay.
Whoo, God damn. That took a long, that's like almost an hour right there.